Okay, today is Daf Chaf. Today's Daf Lamed. We're on Daf Chaf Tef Samed Beis. We're going to go back to the following point. We're going to go back and say like this. Where should we go back to? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tam Baribi Eni Adi Amahu. I don't know what Rabbi Yossi's talking about. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said, what did he say exactly? Rabbi Yossi said that a Revi, that he gave the source that a Revi is pasul, that a Revi can become Tamei by Kachem, right? Said Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know where he got that from. Why? Because, Sharei Chuvasa Betzido, Ochel haba machmas tful yom yochiach. The ochel that a tful yom touches will prove that Rabbi Yossi is wrong. Why? Shepasel betruma, because a tful yom will pasel truma. A tful yom is treated as a sheni, but ve'en osa revi b'kodesh. But he doesn't make a revi. The Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, Abashal Omer tful yom, a tful yom, and not a michus hakipurim, which is what Rabbi Yossi said. A tful yom. Tchilu l'kodesh l'tamei shnayim u'l'posel echad. He can make two things tamei and one thing pasel. Why? We treat him as a rishon, so he can make a sheni and a shlishi, but not a revi. Reb Meir Omer metamei echad u'posel echad. Why? Because we treat him as a sheni, so he can make a shlishi, but not a revi. V'chacham omrim. The Chachamim say, right? Did I read that right? Yeah. Kishem sheposel ochle truma umashke truma. Kach posel ochle kodesh umashke kodesh. Right? Okay, I have to go back for that. I said something wrong. Now, Minat Torah, he's a tful yom is a sheni for is a sheni is a sheni. Minat Torah a tful yom is a sheni. The Chachamim came along. I didn't say this. The Chachamim came along and made a gzira. According to the first sheet here, according to Abishol, the Chachamim came along and said that a truma that and said Minotaur, he's a sheni, right?
I asked you the question yesterday. That still doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because he's tahar. The tful yom is tahar now.
The
problem is, yeah. He can't do anything else until Shabbos.
Okay, so what is he? He's a little bit in limbo. So he's considered a sheni. It's pretty tara sheni. What could you do with that? The only thing you can do is make truma tame. It's the only thing you can do. Nothing else you can do. You can't make a person tame. Just truma. That's pretty tara. You think about it. You're pretty tara, right? Comes along Abishol. No, they made a gzera. The Chacham made a gzera. They made you into a rishon. So it's a gzera derabanan. Now it's worse, but it's only gzera derabanan. I mean, the Torah never heard of such a thing. The Torah.
And then
Sfuz
Harishamish, all of a sudden he's clean.
Yes. What's the reason for that? I don't know. Okay, fine. Now the Chachamim said. What did the Chachamim say? That no, kishem sheposel ochle truma mashke truma kach posel ochle kodesh umashke kodesh. Now the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yossi holds at the Chachamim. If Rabbi Yossi holds at the Chachamim, that Truma or Kachim that are touched by a Tful Yom don't make other things Tamei, right? That's a Kash on Rabbi Yossi, right? Because if he said that anything that's possible but Truma in other words, that according to Rabbi Yossi, he had a Gzeir Shava, a Kavachomer, that you could come a Revi, that the Kachim can become Tamei. But if you hold the Chachamim, that can't happen. Why? Because the Chachamim just held that Kishem Shepozel Ochle Truma Umashke Truma Kach Pozel Ochle Kodesh Umashke Kodesh. It can't happen. You understand? If Rabbi Yossi holds at the Chachamim, his whole Kal V'Chomer gets undone. Rabbi Yossi had a Kal V'Chomer that a Tful Yom that why Kodeshim is a Revi? Why? What was his Kal V'Chomer? So let's go review that. His Kal V'Chomer was. It says that, what was this Kal V'Chomer? It says, Rabbaster Ashayiga B'chal Tomer Lo Yeochel. We're talking about a sheni, and we said that it could turn into Urvi, right? But if Rabbi Yossi holds at the Chachamim, that's not true, then Rabbi Yossi's entire Kal V'chomer falls away. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I don't know what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. So Maskeflor of Papa, what kind of question is that? Maskeflor of Papa, Mimai de Rabbi Yossi, Kid Rabbanan Tzvirulei. Who said Rabbi Yossi holds the Chachamim? Dilma maybe, Ka'abashol Tzvirulei. Maybe he holds a Ka'abashol, the Amr who said, L'tami Shtayim will oppose Alechot. That absolutely can happen. That there can be such a thing as a Ravi. Now, Esau Kedaitach Ka'abashol Tzvirulei. One second. If Rabbi Yossi holds a Ka'abashol, Laithi L'Ravi Ba'Kodesh, then why on earth did Rabbi Yossi make his whole Kal V'chomer based on Mechusa Kippurim? A Tvul Yom is much better. Tvul Yom is more Tameh than a Mechusa Kippurim, right? Ma Ochel, just like food, Haba Machmas Tvul Yom, that's touched by a Tvul Yom, the Tvul Yom Gufe, Mutta B'chulin, a Tvul Yom himself can eat Chulin. Amarta, Osa Ravi Ba'Kodesh, and yet he can make a Ravi, right? So Ochel, Shlishi, haba machmas sheni. So if the sheni touches shlishi, the sheni gufe asa b'chulin. The sheni itself is asa b'chulin. Eino din she'osu revi b'kodesh. So can't there be a revi? Yeah?
What does that mean, sheni gufe
asa
b'chulin? What does that mean?
A sheni is mutter in chulin.
What does that mean, asa b'chulin?
Oh.
That, you can't go further than sheni.
No. That a sheni gufe asur b'chulin, right? In other words, a sheni chulin can be a sheni. That's what it means. Chulin can be a sheni. Chulin can be a sheni, right? Can a tvul yom who's a sheni? Can he eat chulin? Can he eat?
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't have to fast. Yeah, he doesn't have to fast. He's allowed to eat.
Well, because if he would touch it. Can't turn into a shlishi.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So that's the jump of the Kal V'chomer. It's on 100. Right? So a sheni. Guy's a sheni. Can he take a sandwich? Of course he can. But can he eat truma? No. So that Kal V'chomer is a jump then a sheni can make a shlishi, they can also make a revi. So what the Gemara is asking is, Rabbi Yossi made that whole Kal V'chomer on a Mechusa Kippurim. Why did Rabbi Yossi pick a Mechusa Kippurim? What's wrong with a Tvul Yom? Right, what's a Mechusa Kippurim? He's already waited for Harif Shemesh. Just now he has to wait to bring a carbon. But can he eat Truma? Yes. What can he do? He can't eat Kachim. So Rabbi Yossi's whole Kal V'chomer was built on that one point. Says the Gemara, why not build it on a Tvul Yom? Why is a Tvul Yom better? Not 100% sure why it's better, because he's more Tameh maybe?
More common.
So, V'chi Tema Mishum De'ikah L'Mifrach, you want to tell me, because I have a Kash on that Kal V'chomer, Ma'al Tvul Yom, Shekein Ava Tumah. What about a Tvul Yom who himself, he's the sore, he comes from an Avatumma, right? Right? That's why he can make a more Tumma worse. But who's to say that a Shlishi could make a Ravi? But one second. You can ask that same Kasha on a Mechusa Kippurim. And no one asked that Kasha. Right, so it's a faulty kasha. So how do we end off? Right, maybe you can't learn a revi from Mechusa Kippurim. You can't, because you could ask this kasha. Happens to Rabbi Yossi didn't ask it, but you have a good kasha. So without the Gemara is over. So how does it end off? So is Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer valid? No. So how do we know that there's such a thing as a revi by kachim? How do we know that? I don't know. This Kal V'chomer has just been uprooted, upslugged, as they say. Okay?
I thought it was a Gzeirah Rabbanan. Without knowing, there's no Kal V'chomer, here's a Gzeirah.
So it's a Gzeirah Rabbanan? I don't know. I don't know. You know, like this comes up every, 6 months. I don't know what the bottom line is. Okay. Amar of Asi, Amar Rav, V'Amri Lo, there's a whole new sugi now. I mean, it's the same sugi, but it's new. Amar of Asi, Amar Rav, V'Amri Lo, Amar Rav, Ben Asi, Amar Rav, Rav Meir, Reb Yossi, Reb Yeshua, Reb Elazar, Reb Eliezer, 5 people, Kula Svira Lahu, the Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin. Unlike Reb Akiva, who said yes, these 5 hold a Sheni cannot become a Shlishi by Chulin. By Chumaya, not by Chulin. Well, one of these 5 we had already. Right? Now, Reb Meir, now we're going to go through each one. So it's a new topic. Can a Sheni ever turn into a Shlishi by Chulin? These 5 said no. How do they know? Where did they get it from? So Reb Meir did not. There's a Mishnah. It says like this: Kol ton biyasmaya medivrei sofrim. Anybody who has to go to the mikvah on a derabanan level, like what? Like who? Says Rashi: Kol ton biyasmaya medivrei sofrim. The Rashi is like 2-3 lines up where we are. Kol shehu tar min haTorah. He's tar from the Torah. V'chachamim his kikuhu lavo l'mayim litaher. But the Chacham said he has to go to the mikvah. Who's that? Kigon, for example, haba rosho v'ruba b'mayim she'uvin. Maybe he went into a mikvah that wasn't really kosher. V'ha'ochel chatzi pras ochlin t'meim v'hayadayim she'etzrichum t'vila. Okay, you have these cases that a guy has to go to the mikvah on a derabanan level. Anybody who has to go to the mikvah on a derabanan level, mitame es hakodesh. He can be metame kodshim, uposel es hatruma. But he passels truma, right? What does it mean he passels truma? He could turn a sheni into a shlishi by truma, not by chulin. Doesn't say a word about by chulin. Why? No such thing.
Could it keep on going also?
What?
Could it keep on going like shlishi to revi?
Only by kodshim. Then it stops.
Not by truma.
Not by truma. Umutter bechulin, and by chulin it's takamutter. He says it in black and white. Umaiser, and also meiser sheni. Divir Meir. That's Reb Meir shita. Vechachamim osun b'meiser. Okay, the chacham technically argue about meiser. What's the story of meiser sheni? Because meiser sheni is really doesn't have any kedusha. Just has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So what about that? Okay, the machlok is about that. What about shlishi by chulin? No such thing. Reb Meir says it here in black and white. No such thing. Rabbi Yossi, Hadamaran. Rabbi Yossi, we said already, right? That Rabbi Yossi learned Ravi, he had a whole Kal Vachomer, a Ravi from Mechusa Kippurim. The Im Issa, right? If it was true that there was such a thing as a chulin a chulin could be a shlishi, if that's true, then Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer would have, you know what? If that's true, then Laisi L'Ravi B'Truma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. If Chulin could be a Shlishi, Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer was built on the fact, well, when does it stop? Right? When is it Tevul Yom, who's a Sheni, when does it stop? So we said it stops by Sheni. If it doesn't stop by Sheni, then you have a Ravi by Chulin, and it could even, by Truma, and it can even have a Chamishi, because his whole Kal Vachomer was built on keep on going. No one says that. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi cannot hold that Shchulin could be a Shlishi. Next, Rabbi Yeshua. What about him? Titnan. Rabbi Loza Omer. Ha'ochel, ochel, Rishon, Rishon. If you're a Rishon, anything you eat becomes a Rishon.
Don't you go down a level?
Yeah, but this is the Rabbanon. Sheni, Sheni. If whatever you eat is a Sheni, becomes a Sheni. Shlishi, Shlishi. You eat a Shlishi, you become a Shlishi. Says Rashi, look at Rashi. Ha'ochel ochel rishon. Chatzi, it's a little further down where we are. Chatzi pras, me'ochel rishon. Right? V'nase gufo rishon. Makes you into a rishon. You eat a rishon, you become a rishon. L'tumma midrabanan. That's only midrabanan. Va'ochel ochel sheni, nase gufo sheni. You eat a sheni, you become a sheni. U'b'shchit ha'schul mefarish taima sha'ozez ha'ochel chamor kemaychel. Right, we make you worse. How do we make you worse? By not going down a notch. Okay, fine. That's the Tanakhama there. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, va'ochel sheni, sheni. You eat a rishon, or you eat a sheni, you become a sheni, right? The next Rashi says, Michael rishon, lo avidly rishon. You eat a rishon, you don't stay a rishon. Ella, sheni, you become a sheni. Shein ha'ochel chomor k'michel. Avol, Michael sheni, but if you eat a sheni, osa osa sheni. We do make you into a sheni. Why? It's a gzera. The hasam mafarish taima matzinu shasheni osa sheni al yedei mashkin. Since I can have my mashkin, we machmer my food. We didn't get to the answer yet, but we didn't get to the punchline yet. Shlishi. What about a shlishi? Sheni bekodesh the ain sheni betruma. What about if you eat a shlishi? Well, how can you eat a shlishi if it's a truma? Sheni bekodesh. It makes you a sheni if it's kodshim. The ain sheni betruma, but not sheni by truma. B'chulin shenasu al tyrus truma. And we're talking about chulin that you're pretending it's truma. It's not chulin, it's not truma, it's really chulin, but you're pretending it's truma. Says Rashi.
How could be chulin and truma at the same time?
It's chulin, but you treat it with the stringencies of truma. Why do you do that? Because you're a kohen. Right? So you don't want to get things mixed up. So everything that walks into my house has a hechsher that I treat it like it's truma. So you can do such a thing. Says Rashi, "B'chulin shenasal tyrus truma, Beizah chulin amru. What chulin are we talking about? Sha'ochel shrishi shalahen nasa shena lekodesh. Bechulin shenasa al tyrus truma. Shebaalein kohen. The baal's a kohen. Virogil betruma. He eats truma a lot. Vikibel alav lechol chulin shalah betyrus truma. And he pretends that everything in his house is truma. Why? Kadeshi hey rogil lutrumosa betahira. He'll get used to, accustomed to eating truma that way. Hazakuka lehen. What he eats. Hilkach therefore. Meshkachas behu shlishi bechulin. But acher lo meshkachas shlishi. You can't have. You can pretend.
Stops at two.
Exactly. You can pretend it's a but it's really not. So what do you see? He holds no such thing. Why? Because the only way you get this way is by pretending. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Titania. Rabbi. That's a Rabbi Lazar. Over. I'm sorry. Shloshtan. What a shloshtan. Chulon, truma, and kachim. These three items. Shavin, harishon, shebekodesh, v'shebechulin. They're all the same. Can they all be a Rishon? Yes. V'sheva Truma. Yes. Metame Shnayim Uposel Echad B'Kodesh. They can go down a notch regarding Tuma, right? Metame Echad Uposel Echad B'Truma. In other words, by Kodesh, it can go two notches. It goes to a ravine. By Truma, it goes one notch to a Shlishi. Uposel Echad B'Chulim, and it stops by Chulim. In other words, you can't have more than a sheni by chulin. Next, Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, this is complicated. Rabbi Eliezer says as follows: Ditnan. This is the mission that says like this: Rabbi Eliezer Omer, chala nitalas mina tahora ala tameya. You can take off chala. What happened was I'm baking dough, and the dough got tamei. What do I do with tamei dough? Nothing. What? Now I can eat it myself, but I wanted to give it as chala. So I have to give challah, but it's tummy. So there's nothing that can do for it with the kohen. So what am I going to do? I'm going to burn it. I don't want to do that. So what I'll do is as follows. I'll take another piece of dough that's not tummy, and I'll give double the amount on the good piece of dough that I'll give to the kohen, the challah, and then I can eat this. Because I don't care if it's tummy. I'm tummy anyway. So how do I do that? I'm going to be mafrish the tahar on the tummy. The problem is, in order to do that, the dough has to be touching. So how do I make the dough touching? Because if I touch the dough, it's going to become tummy. So what do I do? So, why does it have to be touching? Because if it's not touching, how could you do this?
Right.
I have dough in California, and I'm over here. That doesn't work. That has to be touching. How's it going to be touching? So here we go. So, Rebbe Lezer Omer, how do you tell us minatahora ala tameya? You can take tahor dough on tamei dough. How do you do that? Kate said, how do you do that? Shte isos, you have two doughs. Achas tahor vachas tameya. One's tamei, one's tahor. Notel kade chala me isa shelo horma chalasa. You can take off chala as long as chala wasn't taken off already. Right? Venosein pachos mika beitza beemtza. Take a piece of dough that's less than the size of a beitza. And let them touch. But that'll be the bridge between the two doughs. That won't get tame because it's too small. It's too small to be a kabel tuma. But they're touching. You hear? Kedei litol mena mukaf. Mukaf means it has to be touching. Has to be connected. How's it going to be connected? Put a piece of dough in between. That piece of dough is going to be too small.
So it's touching both sides?
Touching both sides. But the tuma won't transfer to the Torah side.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
What you want.
You don't understand? You got it, right? You got it. You put it to everyone, it's easy.
Yeah, the concept is easy.
Oh,
it's too small to become tame.
Right, but isa by itself.
Yeah.
You can stretch out the
I hear. You can make it. Well, the lamaisa is not
touching.
But it's not the size of a kazayas. It's not the size of a kazayas. Kmeita, right? The chachamim osrin. The chachamim say, you can't do that. Okay? You can't do that. Now look at.
Put this little bridge in.
Right, and Vitanya kibetza. We learned somewhere else that it can even be the actual size of a beitza. Doesn't have to be less. It can even be a kibetza. Says Rashi. Look at the first skinny line in Rashi. You know, we just start. It's the middle of Rashi. Upachas mikabetza. See the first skinny line. Upachas mikabetza. Ain't a matame is chala. It's not matame. Afal pi shuatzmo bakabel tuma. Okay, that's a whole technical thing. Kidatanya b'taris kahanim mikol ochal sheya chel malamet shihu matame b'kol shihu. Maybe that piece is also going to become tamei. Yachal yitamei la'achirim b'chol shehu. Talmud lomar asher yeyachel. In other words, even if that small piece can become tamei itself, it still can't transfer tamei to the tar part. So it's a good eitzah to get a small piece as the bridge. It's a good eitzah. The Darshin Leperak Basra, the Yuma, Ochel Hanecha, Basachas, Shur Chacham, Ein Beis Hablia, Machzik Yotze Mikabeta, Tarnagolas. Okay? So that's a good eitzah. The second Brisa says it could even be the size of a kibeta. How could it be even the size of a beitza? Right? How could that be? So the Chachamim thought, Idi v'idi be'isa rishona, both this and both that, I mean both this and both that, both the Brisa that said a kibeta and the Mishnah that said, no, it has to be less than a kibeta, are both talking about be'isa rishona, right? V'chulin hatibulin l'chala lo k'chala dami, right? Chulin, that you take off to be chala, it did not have the status of chala, right?
You took it off for chala, what do you mean?
Like, what?
You took it off for the purpose of chala.
Yeah, so what does this mean? Chulin hatibulin l'chala. What does that mean? Chulin hatibulin l'chala lo k'chala damu.
Say that
again?
It's talking about in the world of Tumah.
In the world of Tumah. In the world of Tumah, what?
It's talking two different things. You have a problem of is it Chala?
Right. Is it Chala and is it Tumah?
And is it Tumah?
Right. So.
Putting it up into two.
So what are we saying?
In the world, in Tumah.
Yeah.
It's not. Too small.
It's too small, but it makes Chala. So that's. So both. So therefore what?
No, he says in order to bring the dog home that is obligated in Chala.
Trust me, I didn't make it
up. I swear to it. So the Isa, the is obligated to have chala. You have chala on it, but the piece that you take off doesn't necessarily have to be chala. It's not like chala.
Because it's tummy.
In regard to the tumah,
exactly. Splitting it up to two different things. One is talking about tumah. One is talking about chala. One has nothing to do with another.
Yeah. What does that mean? So therefore, what? So what does that mean? Both cases, again, Idi v'Idi b'Isa Rishona, both cases are talking about the Isa Rishona, meaning it's a Rishon.
Right.
It's a Rishon. V'chul and hatibul and l'chala, lo k'chala damu. The dough that you want to hear take off chala, right, is not considered chala until what? I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
The note doesn't make it more.
Doesn't help?
Yeah, it does.
No, the note on the bottom.
Not the bottom. Not the bottom.
It's Isa that became Tamei. Rishona means it's a Rishon.
Yeah.
It's a Rishon, right?
You want to read it?
So the piece that uses the bridge becomes a Sheni.
Yes.
The piece that uses a bridge becomes a Sheni.
It has capacity to make.
And it doesn't turn. And it doesn't turn the other challah into a shlishi.
No, it says it can.
It can.
It has capacity to make it only if it has a shi.
Only if it's large enough.
Only if it's large enough. Which the bridge is not large enough.
Well, we said it's, according to one man, according to the Brisa, it is large enough.
But if the bridge is too small, then it can't make it a shlishi. But if it can, so we slaughter of a lezer.
Right. So now,
so said even the bridge the size of a kibetza, we see that even a shlishi with the capacity to create a
right.
A shlishi. Make a shlishi. That's an answer to your question.
I'm sorry.
You try to explain it by half and half, doesn't work. I'll read it for a second.
If the tamei dough is a rishon,
I still don't understand.
Yeah. So this was Mr. G. It's not making the shlishi.
He went to the shiva house.
Oh, who's right?
His neighbor. So if the tamei dough is a rishon and the bridge becomes a sheni, right? Then if it's big enough, the size of a kibetza, it could turn the tahar dough into a shlishi, right? But Rabbi Eli, but the Brisa said it could even be the size of a kibetza.
According to Rabbi
Eli, how could that be? Right? What do we see from here? That the sheni can't turn into a shlishi.
Right, it stops.
Right? Very simple. Right?
It stops because of the size.
It stops because, no, there's no such thing as a shlishi. There's no such thing as a shlishi. That's exactly what you see. You see, Marcel?
This is a proof.
Yes, as long as it's not challah. Because challah is still chulin. If you make it into challah, then yes. It's challah is like truma. But as long as it's not challah yet.
For chulin, it stops.
For chulin, it stops.
But for challah, it might continue.
Correct. So that's what he's saying. Chulin hatibulin lechala lo kechala dami.
So this is a proof.
It's gonna be chala, but it's not chala yet. So this is a proof
that chulin stops
at cheni. My alai welcome miflagi. Demar savar. Rabbi Eliezer holds ain cheni osa shlishi bechulin. There can't be. Umar savar cheni osa shlishi bechulin. And the chacham held. Remember the chacham said in the top two words on this page. The chacham osrin. Why is it usser? Why is it usser? Top two words on this page. Why is it usser? Because they do hold the transfers. It can become a shlishi. Chulin can be a shlishi.
With the shear. Right?
With the shear. So you better stop. You can't do this. What are they going to do according to them? I don't know. Amar of Mari. Amar of Mari, Breda of Kahana. No.
The whole discussion is only Rabbi Akiva holds by that.
Rabbi, and everyone else hold not.
So maybe
Rabbi Akiva wasn't a Das Yachid. Maybe he had other people that agree with him. Amar of Mar, Breda of Kahana. The Kuli Alma ain't cheni osa shlishi b'chulin. No, I have another thing. Everyone holds that you can't do this. Everyone holds a shlishi can't become. You can't make a shlishi b'chulin. V'hacha b'chulin hatibul l'chala kimiflagi. Now they're arguing on a different vort. Lamar savar kechala dami. The chacham holds it's already chala. Umar savar lo kechala dami. It's not chala. Ibai sim. I'll give you a third answer. The Kuli Alma b'chulin hatibul l'chala lo kechala dami. It's not chala. So how did the chacham say it's aser? The ain sheni also shlishi bechulin, and a sheni cannot become a shlishi by chulin. V'hacha the mutter ligrom tuma lechulin shebe eretz Yisrael al kam biflagi. Can you do this? Can you make more tuma? Rabbi Eliezer, Mar Safar, really the hold mutter ligrom tuma lechulin shebe eretz Yisrael. You can do this in eretz Yisrael. You're going to do this. You're going to have more tuma in the world. How? That bridge is going to become tame. I'm doing it to save the other challah, but nevertheless, I'm making more tuma on purpose. Umar Savar, Asalikum Tumul Lachol Shav Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? Okay, good.
So there's no solution for the Chal that's dominant.
Correct. You would have no solution. Which that there's a whole Gemara like that in Pesachim. We learned it. Okay, good. Now the rest of the daf is very easy. It's basically Agadata.
Make it Excel.
Now, one more thing. Boba Yom Darshi Akiva, they had all machlokas about the 1,000 amas and the 2,000 amas.
Right. But what was that about?
But Michael Miflagi, Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Mar Sava, Rabbi Akiva held Tchum and Doraitza. Therefore, the 2,000 amas was what he said it was. Oh, that's a Tchum issue. Umar Sava, Durabanan. And the ones who held it was orchards, because there is no Tchum, not Doraitza. The Rabbana made that up. So you can have orchards. You don't have to have it for a Tchum, it's for orchards. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, Bo Bayom Darsha Biakiva, Bishasha Olu Yisrael Minayam, when they came out of Mitzray, when they came to the Yamsuf, Nasnu Enehim Loma Shira. They wanted to say Shira. Keitar Amar Shira, how'd they say it? Kigadal Akari at a Halal, like we say Halal, Vehin Onin Achmar Roshe Prokim. And the people would respond to Roshe Prokim, the headings. What does that mean? Moshe Amar Ashira Lashem. Moshe said Ashira Lashem. Vehin Omrim Ashira Lashem. And they repeated it. Moshe Amar Kiga, Vehin Omrim Shira Lashem. Whatever Moshe said, they said back Ashira Lashem. Right? Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Yotzei Gluli Omer. No. Kikatan HaMikra Es HaHalal. It's like a cotton that says Halal. Vehin Honen Achmar of Kol Mashu Omer. They repeated exactly what Moshe said. They didn't know what, like a cotton. Repeat after me. You're not such a bucky. You repeat after me. I say this, you say the same thing. So too, the Bnei Israel had no idea what Moshe was going to say. So Moshe said, you repeat after me. Moshe Amar Shir Lashem, Hein Omer Shir Lashem. Moshe Amar Ki Ga'o Ga'o, Hein Omer Ki Ga'o Ga'o. Right? Whatever Moshe said, they repeated. Rem Dechem Yomer, Kisofer HaPores Al Shema BeBeis HaKnesses. It's like a guy who's Pores to Shema in Shul. What does that mean, Pores to Shema? What does that mean? It's a machlok, it's actually Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? Poseach Tchila, Vehein Onin Achrav, the Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Chazin, like in Paras Shema in Shul, would say something, and they would answer after him. Says Rashi, I'm sorry, Kisofer, says Rashi in the Rashi Kisofer, Malame Tinokos, guy's teaching the kids, he's always in shul. Uparis ala shema la sara hanoadim, and he says shema. He's poreis the shema, leads the shema for 10 people that are there. Poreis lashon poreis hachag lefnei hachag, meaning before. Maschil bebrachos lefnei kriyashma. You start the brachas before kriyashma. Vehein onin achrav, and they answered back. Vekorin kulan yachad, And everyone would answer together. V'kach sharsa ruach hakodesh al kulam v'kivnu yachad es hashira kiksava. They were all machav in the shira correctly. Do we now know what it means? No. We still don't know. What does this mean? What does it mean? Well, this one. What does this one mean? What did Moshe say? And what did they respond? Unclear.
The third one is clear.
What?
He starts, Shira Lashem, and then they continue the whole entire parak afterwards.
Right.
In unison.
Right. The second shita was repeat after me.
Right.
And what's the third shita?
No, the third thing is he started and they did it together.
Isn't that okay? Just like in the olden days when the Chazan would do that for the.
Sfarim do it when they daven. Shlach Sibron says the whole thing and everybody says it together.
Right, that's Rashi's pshat. Says Tosvos in the Tosvos of Rav Nechemya. B'Tosefta Rav Nechemya Omer Kivne Adam Shekaron Es Hashma. Shenemar Vayomru, it says Vayomru, Lamor. It says Az Yashir Moshe Vayomru Lamor. What does that mean? Malamik Shayu Moshe Poseach Tchila. Moshe started. The Yisrael Onin Acharav, the Gomrin.
Yeah.
So he's not even arguing, he's telling me. Moshe Amar Az Yashir Moshe. The Yisrael Omrim Ashir Lashem. Moshe Amar Azi Vizimroska. The Yisrael Omrim Zeki Livanveyu. Moshe Omar Hashem Ish Mulchama V'Yisrael Omrim Hashem Shemo.
Right.
That the same thing as Rashi?
No.
No, it's different.
Yeah.
Right? This means that Moshe would start the Pasuk and they would finish the Pasuk.
Correct.
Right.
The Rashi said Moshe would start the Pasuk.
Or the next Pasuk.
Right, and Rashi says Moshe would start and they would start and continue. Right, okay.
I thought you can't say a partial Pasuk.
That's a good question, I don't know.
What are you talking about? We do it all the time.
Very rarely.
But over here when Moshe starts.
Very rarely. The truth is we only do it in davening.
Exactly.
Third davening. Yeah. So it's davening. Okay. Now, where am I up to?
You have time when you do it.
What?
We don't do it during a regular week.
B'mai kamiflagi. So what are they arguing about? There's three different opinions in the Gemara. Forget Rashi and Tosos. Three different opinions in the Gemara how it went. What are they arguing about? So Rabbi Akiva Savar Lamar Amilsa Kamaisa. The Lamar went on the first statement. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel, Lili Savar, Lamar, Akal Milso Milso. The Lamar went on everything, which is why it was repeat after me. And Rabbi Nechemya Savar, Vayomru, the Omar, Kulu, Bahadi Hadadi, Lamar. Everybody was included in the Lamar. The Pasach Moshe Beresha. Moshe started first. So, according to Tosfos, what exactly does that mean? Not 100% sure. What does that mean according to Tosfos? Tosfos says Moshe started. Okay. Tanar Abanan, Darsh Rabbi Yehuda ben Lili, Bishasha Ol Yisrael Menayam, when the Bnei Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, Nasnu Enehem Lomer Shira, they wanted to say Shira. Ketad Amru Shira, how'd they say Shira? What does that mean? Ketad Amru Shira. Ketad Amru Shira, how did they say Shira? What does that mean? How did they say Shira? So, what does it mean? Ketad Amru Shira. Right? So, some say like this. The Malachim came to Bnei Yisrael, Malachim came to Hashem and said to Hashem, we want to say Shira. So Hashem said, you can't say Shira. My handiwork is drowning. Who gives you the right to say Shira? My people, I created these people, right? And they're dying. What kind of rock kind of Shira? So how can we say Shira?
You want to sing.
And you want to sing? So Hashem told the Malachim, you can't sing. What about us? We could sing. Ketan Amar Shira, what gives us the right? You hear that? What gives us the right? That's one pshat. Another pshat is that we know that you're not allowed to say Hallel in... You're not allowed to say Hallel for a nes in Chutz Laretz. So, Ketzad Amar Shira. How could they do that? How could they do that? You're not allowed to do that. How could they do that? That's the Gemara's question. So, the truth is that Gemara itself answers that's only true until they came into Eretz Yisrael. But once they didn't get into Eretz Yisrael yet, they were allowed to. So, the answer is that he makes a diuk over here. When the angels wanted to say Shira, when the angels wanted to say Shira, the dying hadn't stopped yet. That's not appropriate. Once the dying stopped, now Bnei Yisrael able to say Shira. That's why the Gemara is going to say, Olel mutol al brecho imo, the children were on their mother's lap, v'tinok yonek mishte imo, the babies were even nursing, kivon shiro is hashchina, Olel hagbia tzavaro. The little boy lifted up his neck. V'tinok shamat dad nipiv. He stopped nursing. V'amru zekei livandeyu. And they gave praise. Shemar, like it says, mipi olim v'yomkim yisodos oz haya. Right? They said praise. So in other words, that only happened once everyone stopped dying. Once everyone stopped dying, now you can say shira.
That doesn't answer your question. How did they say shira? Malachim couldn't.
So because the Malachim asked while they were still dying. In the middle of a plague, you're going to say shira? You're not in the middle of a plague. When it's over, you're a survivor, you could say shira. And that's the real answer. The real answer is the Malachim have no right to say shira because it didn't apply to them. They're not a survivor. You're a survivor, you could say shira. Right? The Jews survived that ordeal. The Malachim weren't even in the ordeal. That's another answer. How come the Malachim were not allowed and we were allowed? Right? Wait till it's over. Now you're a survivor. Now you can say Shira.
Fear and how Shira works in general.
Right. Right.
Now, how could the Tinochim say it if the mother's unclothed?
It's a nace. Now the Remeir is going to say even a baby in the mother's womb said it.
But if the mother's unclothed, they can't.
So they wait a few seconds for her to get clothed and then they said Shira. It's an excellent question. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom line with Reb Meir. Today we'll learn for Zeicha Nishmas.
It also said that they said Shira in the womb.
Today we'll learn for Leila Nishmas of Shmuel Yosef Ben Yecheskel, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and the yard size today. The yard size and the learning should be in Aliyah for the Neshama.